So we're back, baby.
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's up? Back with the podcast. We got shit. I honestly forgot the episode count.
It's like 11.
No, it's 9, 12. Bro. It's 9.
No, it's I think 9.
That's horrible. We gotta edit that.
Out. Or we it's messed 9. Up the 10th one. I think we messed up the 10th one or the 9th one. But let's not worry about things that we messed up.
Did we?
Let's worry about progress that we're making.
Yes, sir.
But more specifically, the topic that we were just discussing earlier. What was it? How did we get on that topic? We were talking about celebrity barbers.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, celebrity barbers pretty much going at each other. And, you know, because there's some videos that surface. And he was pretty much saying that he wouldn't sell his manhood or, you know, his freedom or whatever. Or something like that. To the extent just because, you know, you get into the bag. And he would never, you know, sell himself short. And it was just, to me, in my opinion, like, that kind of stuff doesn't need to be said. It's more personal. But I feel like the way they were going back and forth was kind of like, it seemed like they had something personal. So, yeah, because I don't see another barber ever bashing another barber like that bad.
Yeah.
Putting something out, like, possibly personal, whatever, but.
We know egos get involved pretty easily in this industry. Yeah. Plus, you got to think if you're dealing with that caliber of person, you're going to be dealing with a bunch of publicity BS.
Like,
you
for sure.
First, you got to think about what's real or what's not real. And then you got to consider if you want to be a barber to a celebrity like that, of that stature, you're going to have to deal with a lot of bull, bro. Like, you're at their beck and call, essentially. You know what I'm saying? It's, you don't get to just move how you want to move if you want to be flying around with somebody at that level. You know what I'm saying?
I never thought of it that way, honestly. I never thought that. Yeah, I mean, I just thought being like a celebrity barber, but it depends on the celebrity status.
Yeah.
Because you cut like an NFL player, you can still be a full-time barber.
Yeah.
But if you have like a rapper that you're cutting and it's consistent, like every week cuts.
There's a different aspect. I mean, obviously athletes travel too, but I wouldn't want to do that. Like, that's one of the things that I like working for myself in this way, because of the fact that I decide my schedule. I decide how I work. If I'm doing that on someone else, I might as well go back to working for a corporate company.
Right.
Like, that's how I feel about it. Because the goal for me is to be able to decide when and how I want to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the
goal. Yeah, I feel that. But I feel like, you know, I'm just going to speak for myself, because I've always wanted to get to that financial level.
What do you mean by that, though?
Like financial level to the point where, you know, if I wanted to go somewhere, like do what I want when I want.
But you can't, because you have to do it based on what they want.
Right. But, you know, I don't feel like it's 24/7. I feel like there's going to be moments where, okay, bro, I don't need you for like 2 days. You know, go ahead. Go visit your family.
Yeah, dude.
We're in a big country or city. Like, y'all go see the town.
Yeah,
but at their expense. Like,
yeah,
whenever
but,
they
you know,
want.
It's kind of like
being in the military.
But that like deployment. You know, like when we get off of, you know, ports and stuff like that. But at the same time, I feel like that's with any job like that. Let me see. Whenever it comes to like a caliber job, like this guy, like a high caliber job,
like a celebrity barber type.
Yeah. It's always going to be demanding, you know,
right.
Because we're in the customer service industry. Whenever you're dealing with somebody like that, it doesn't matter who it is. It's always going to be that. But over time, like he said, you know, they're brothers. They have, I'm nobody to be like, nah, they ain't brothers, it's cat. But they have built a relationship that nobody else knows. We only see what the media shows. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they have, what if it was me and you? And we knew like everything that people were saying was just straight bull.
Okay.
And we're over here, and I'm over here defending you. Like, y'all don't know what you're talking about or whatever, but it's complete, you know, BS.
Oh, if we know.
I don't want to get in, you know, into that, but, you know.
All I'm saying is my goal in barbering, or part of that goal, has always been about creating the most freedom for myself. So if I want the status of cutting somebody of that nature, or the short-term satisfaction of getting a large sum for very little work in terms of energy and effort, whatever, compared to the regular barber demand in terms of like shop flow, to me, that's not worth it, because it's like, I'm not trying to work on somebody else's schedule. I'm trying to work when I'm trying
but
to work.
But I also think that's because, like, not to say anything, but you're a little older.
Right.
So I think, like, for me, if I, like, at 18, like, if...
You're not sacrificing anything.
Exactly.
It's an opportunity. Exactly. I get that.
If, yeah. if a rapper offered me to fly to New York and stay there for 3 months, you know, like, for me, that's a vacation.
But there's plenty of people who are older who still would do that.
Yeah,
but
for
at
sure.
the same time, I would do...
Really good.
I would do what he's doing, only because...
It's an experience.
No.
It's money.
I would do it because that's where my... desire lies as far as
now what do you do with all your
as far as being a celebrity barber or a barber that takes care of people of that status. I like being called upon. I like to feel important.
Yeah.
And like my job is needed and necessary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's always
gonna that's be noble. I think so, that's a need we all have.
So I feel like that's the I feel like a lot of people that feel like you versus what he does. It's, oh, that's a bad idea, or always bashing the other one instead of, that's just not me. I mean, it's cool that he does it, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's I would how like I to feel. I don't care. I'm just giving my opinion.
Okay, I just didn't.
I don't think it's bad that he's doing it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm not trying to do it.
But you know so
he could have, he may have more freedom than we think.
But,
yeah, but to me, it's just the idea. Like, if that was the case, I would work for any, you know, it's just a concept to me.
Because at that like, point, it's a job. Like,
even you could argue that this is that way because, you know, if I want to be successful here and want to really grow it, or we want to do anything of that level, it takes us being here a lot more than the typical barber. So really, I get that. It's just I'd rather do it on my terms. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though I know I might be sacrificing something like the opportunity for all that travel or whatever. Everybody just has pros and cons, right? Of like how they want to do it.
So on a short like answer, like, so if a barber called you in New York and was like, 3 months, come on, like, I need this.
No, I'm not saying
but would you do that? Like right now?
Right now, probably not.
Jimmy?
What?
Like if a rapper was like, yo, I need you in New York 3 months, like a good pay.
It depends what the money is. And if it would be beneficial to my kids and I's future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it could change my life, if it could change our life, then I would, and everything is good with like BM and everything is, you know, solid over here, because they know what the return is going to be. If it makes sense, then I would do it. But I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be like, nah, just because it's 3 months.
Yeah.
You
now, in my case,
it's like I wouldn't be on deployment. You know, you going over there because you got to do a duty, and you're gonna come back, and your family's gonna be taken care of.
Yeah.
That's kind of how.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like it's not the time. It's not the opportunity that I would say no for. It's just what I've got going on in my life at right now.
Yeah.
3 months of that wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't think that's like he said. If there's a role for every type of barber. It's just a matter of what's, I don't like the bashing for anything either. It's like you said, you just appreciate the differences. I like, just like the car world, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously I talk crap to you all the time about that tailpipe, but at the end of the day, it's your style, it's your car, and you get the freedom to decide how you want to do it. And that's the same thing with our industry. It's your career, it's your path, it's your life, and you get to decide what type of barber you want to be based on what you appreciate.
Now,
if everybody did it the way I do it, then it wouldn't be, there's no value in that because everybody's doing it the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Barber is a bigger world than just being in a shop.
So what were you going to say? Would you say what? Or you were about to say something?
I don't even remember.
We're talking about.
No, I know what we were talking about. But I don't remember what I was going to say in the heat of the moment. But, no, I think that's a pretty cool thing. I would love to travel for a rapper, an influencer, a baseball player.
Who would you want?
You already know, man. Playboy Cardi, dog.
Ew.
Shout out.
Let's go, man. Come on. Get that open cut.
I don't edit shit, but that I'm editing on.
No, nah, that'd be cool though. I think it would just be cool.
These are really good.
To see, like, you know, yeah, everybody says like celebrities are just people, but like you don't know like their day to day lives. So I think it would be cool to.
I think it's a lot less interesting than you think it is. Yeah.
But it would still just be cool to see it. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree. I still feel that way for some celebrities, but like I don't really care. You know?
Like there's so many people. Like what? Like what do you think like Drake's doing right now?
Oh man!
Right.
I don't want to say on camera. You could. You could be like cutting his hair right now. He could be getting his hair cut.
I do want to experience cutting his head. I want to see how that is.
But you see what I mean? Like not only the cut aspect of it, but just being around somebody like that. Because like you said, like there's so much that only media shows us. Like I feel like you can never really tell who's like what. Who.
I feel like a lot of them aren't even present in that moment. Like they're there and you see them, but they're so wrapped up in all the shit they've got going on or their own egos that like they're there and like, hey, but they're not really there.
That's
like,
part of the experience though.
What is?
Like being just around like a rapper, like, or like, I feel like if somebody like that, you're around somebody's like personality, like that's what they portray. That's who they are.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like your idea of what their personality is like is probably nothing like what their personality is actually like.
Yeah.
That would be so cool to find out though.
I want you to find out too, so you can tell me I was right.
Maybe you are. Hmm. But both of us have never been in that position, so.
I've always wondered when certain people go to different barbers, like for example, who was, it was Vic Blends that was cutting Lil Baby for a while, right? Mm-hmm. If not, still does. I always think about that when I think about people who have his kind of tape line, because how many people do you know, most people end up cutting into it, right? And kind of losing that perfect look where the part is and the long hair and the short hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
So I always wonder when they do that and are traveling and just get a cut somewhere, like how concerned are they with that?
But if they have like dreads, it's kind of easier. Or braids, like it's kind of easy to keep that front taper. Like,
yeah, because solid. The hair is pushed away. Yeah. But I'm even in his case,
like Enoli Choppa would be a good example when he had like his long hair, because his tape just kept going like farther and farther. And then Drake, I don't know if you've seen Drake's new taper, but it's solid.
Yeah, I did it.
You wish.
I manifested, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
Drake, red team.
That's hilarious, bro.
I want to do that now. I want to be a celebrity barber.
It is fun to be around him, though.
Of course it is. You feel cooler.
Yeah. Like I was saying, to get back to the whole, you know, being a celebrity barber or just, you know, going down a route. Philly wants to. It's like, for me, I do want to get to that level of, you know, how Patty cuts Travis Kelce, and he travels back and forth, cuts the Saints, and does all this stuff. I want to get there, but in the midst of like wanting that desire, like don't forget what I have now. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget what I'm learning now, who like I'm surrounding myself with.
Your beginnings.
Don't forget the shop. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, if I miss all of that just because my eyes set on, you know, being at the top, then I'm actually going to miss a lot of, you know, priceless things or good things that could have molded me into a better person.
Do you think that happens a lot?
I don't know if I'm getting, yes, all the time. And I don't know if I'm getting in my bag here on that, but I want to elaborate because that's a good point, right? It's almost like, you remember that scene, I know you don't talk about, the office scene where Andy's like, I wish I could remember the good old times. While I was in the good old times, you know what I'm saying? Or something along those lines.
Dang, bro, that's real.
And it's real, right? And that's what I mean, is it's that common of, it's that relatable that they had to put that line in there, right? And it was a hard hitting line for a lot of people. And the reality of that is, it's just as simple as it sounds. Like, so that's one of the things that I practice all the time is remembering that, yeah, you're caught up in whatever you got going on, but right now, is going to soon be a memory. Yeah. So you might as well make it a good one. You know what I'm saying?
That's scary.
And that's exactly the type of mentality that I keep on it. So I can make sure that even though I am striving for more, I'm enjoying this, knowing I'm gonna look back like, damn, I remember. Yeah. I've gone come such a long way that I remember this. Like when I was showing you those old videos the other day.
Yeah, bro. I got memories for you, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I feel you. And like getting about to graduate now, bro. Like everybody always told me like, don't take these times for granted. And I was always like, oh yeah, I won't. But now like looking back, I feel like I did.
Yeah, and that's why you gotta take the hard times that come with this industry and like that come with building what you wanna build. Take that with that level of enthusiasm and excitement, because you're going to remember the hard work that you put in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Just like people remember who you joined the military and people talk about how they felt during basic training or boot camp. And then they look back and was like, oh man, I do that all day over and over again. You know what I mean? Cause you've come such a long way.
Yeah, dude, that's good.
That one's a little now scary. Speaking of going a long way, back to the little baby lineup taper question. How do we feel about pushbacks? Because Joey's been asking a lot about reviews on different pictures and images. Like, yo, do you think this is pushback? Or you think this is pushback?
As far as like to what?
Lineup, like crispy lineups.
So kind of like how we were talking about your client the other day? If you want it crispy, you gotta be pushed back a little bit. But if not, then it's gonna be a little natural.
Right. What is like your judgment? What would you do in that?
Push that muffle back.
This is my baseline. It's along that line.
Yeah.
My baseline answer is, if you're coming to us for a haircut, you want crispy lines, bro. Yeah. You don't want to leave feeling like your shit ain't crispy.
Yeah.
So you don't want to push them back. But some people don't have a hairline where they think they have a hairline. Yeah. And you have to go further than they think. That doesn't mean a pushback is going back unnecessarily. But to get a crispy line,
that's not
unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? And you know when somebody's crossing that border.
Yeah.
Some people be trying to wave that flag and it's like, you can't even see how he's looking at him straight on. You're looking at a camera angle from here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you look from the side and it's straight. And then you come back over and you see, oh, that wouldn't be straight. I have to put it here.
You know what I hate is when, like, I know you've seen these. Like, Instagram barbers, when they're, like, it's, like, a natural, usually on, like a coarse hair. And they have, like, thinning corners real bad. And they line it up in the front. And they, like, show a video of them lining up the front. And then, like, obviously the corners are light and they just enhance it. Mm-hmm. And then they show you the front, like, they, you know what I mean? Like, how I saved this pushback or how I saved this hairline.
Yeah, you painted that. No, I have seen some of that. But to be honest, a lot of those that I see, they're not excessive. Like, they do put the enhancements where they go. My main issue, I don't mind enhancements, but I don't like when you make it. I don't want to feel like there's enhancements when I look at it. Like, I like the enhancements, but I shouldn't be like, damn, that shit is enhanced as fuck. You know, you're going to be able to tell no matter what.
That's big, though. A lot of people want that.
I think most people don't want that, bro.
You look at how many clients have come in and asking for that.
I think it's just
a I know Jimmy sees it.
Okay, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I wish that I was right, but I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't even know what's too much. Some people do. They'll be like, yo, don't paint that shit on.
I don't get a lot of it. I know you do.
Dude, like I would say.
I just came in like spray it real dark. I'm like,
all right. You're saying you don't have a lot of requests to spray it dark either?
No, I don't get a lot of requests for enhancement because...
Or even that one kid that I had today. The one kid that I had today, he never gets enhancements.
And he was the slick back?
Yeah.
And he shaved nothing on his face?
Yeah. No. But anyways, he was like, yo, can you like put enhancements on me? And I was like, you've never gotten that. Why do you want it?
He's like, you need to ask these guys how long that lasts. Because, like I said, I wake up and it's gone.
For real? Yeah, overnight?
The spray?
No, I'm talking about like what we use.
No, not that.
How's that heavy?
The spray lasts.
The kiss, I think.
Kiss.
Yeah. For me, that lasts. Like when I had braids and stuff, I would do for like 2-3 days.
Maybe I just
really sleep. But Joey doesn't shower. No, I'm just playing.
That's crazy.
You guys got oily skin.
We do.
I love enhancements though. And it's a huge request for my clientele. So there's sometimes where I put it on and it's like too dark, but they like it like that. I'm just like, all right.
These are really good.
So I kind of just let it burn.
All right, Ush.
Well.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I mean, well, I love enhancements. My clients love enhancements. But, oh, and also the pencil. That's becoming a new thing that I'm using a lot.
Oh, my gosh, you gotta stop, bro.
Yeah, that looks cool and everything, but I just, you know, maybe it's just the kind of clientele that I attracted and kept. Are we going to
premiere?
Oh yeah, yeah. We need to go to premiere. Like, hitting that hard.
Is that or is that the hair show in Orlando?
Yeah, gotta go to that.
I've never been.
Neither.
You guys will be mind blown.
I don't think so.
All right.
We're gonna see a whole lot of dark enhancements.
Now you'll see, you'll really see how big the industry is.
I know how big it is.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's just like I was thinking about this today, like how, like, you've seen basketball develop like from like 1980s to now, like the whole game has changed.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, like, how much better barbers can get from now.
Than me?
Well,
I don't know. I think, like, Los Cut It, he's doing, like, the most creative stuff right now. He's probably one of my favorites, but.
But I'm not talking about creative. I'm just talking about, like, the cleanest, like, mid-fade.
Yeah.
That's not creative.
Hmm?
That's not creative.
What, a mid-fade?
Yeah.
I'm just saying he could do that too.
I know, but I'm saying like what? I don't understand. Sometimes I don't understand. Like, well, maybe it's just because of service. But I'm gonna ask y'all: if you had somebody that you know could give you fire cut, and it's $20, and then you have somebody else that could give you the same, like, same exact haircut, and it's 80, like 50, 60, 70, 80.
I would pay more for the experience.
You know, that's right. Yeah.
They're giving me, like, for this place, you know, and I was thinking about this today. We charge what we charge because it's not just for the haircut. It's like everything. It's everybody interacting with each other, everybody roasting each other, talking about sports or whatever it is. And nobody's really being shy. You know, because it's kind of like we don't really allow that, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're gonna be here, it's all gonna be the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So back to your question, yeah, I would pay more at a shop like this because of the environment. And plus, I'm getting a nice haircut and a good service. I'm going to pay more to come to a shop like this than go to the shop down the road that gives me the same thing, but
cheaper.
It's the environment is kind of dead. You know what I'm saying?
I will add, let me piggyback on that. I love using that term. And say, I'm going to glaze us a little bit right here, all right?
I was trying to be humble.
No, I'm going to glaze us a little bit because this is reality. Another thing is, and I've experienced it within the last few days, even more so than before, for sure. We've hit a new point now where people are now know. I can't say very often in my life that I've been to barbershops that I would be comfortable going to any barber in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're hitting a point now where more and more of our clients are becoming that comfortable.
Yeah.
To where they don't even feel, which was my goal too, or our goal, to make it feel like you don't just have a barber when you come to this barbershop. Like, we're a whole team for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's fire.
And that you have trust in and know enough, not just by how we are and how we do business, but by the quality that they see us all putting out every day, that they don't even question if one of us can't come. A lot of people can't do that. Like I heard you say the other day, a lot of people have to go to a different barbershop to another barber they know.
Mm-hmm.
People here are now becoming more and more comfortable to know that they don't even need to worry about that because somebody's going to be here.
Whole team can get you right.
And that they're going to still maintain the experience and the quality no matter who they're going to, because we're, you know, I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I appreciate you guys and being a part of that too, man, because we're climbing up. You know what I'm saying?
Trying, man.
So, hey, you got to recognize good shit when it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come a long way. So,
yeah, I'm excited for the future, man. Everything that we've been putting together, our minds and our actions.
Yeah, that's really been dawning on me lately.
What part?
Like, you know, setting yourself up for this future. Now that, you know, like, at least for my life, everything's kind of coming to, like, you know, where you actually got to have a life and be an adult and stuff.
Carry yourself, yeah.
So now, like, it makes me feel good to know that I can go with a team in a shop that wants to see me do good and has the potential to take me there.
Hell yeah, bro.
Rather than just, you know, like, most people get out and they're like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm getting set up for success because, you know, you guys are always telling me, hey, you know, this is what you should do instead of this. And sometimes it hurts, but it's the truth.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's real, bro. We got to look out, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with how we apply ourselves, not just within the shop, right? But now when it comes to doing more things outside within the community, like whether it be other barbershops or other businesses or whatever, because obviously we got homies in different shops too. Mm-hmm. It's about now taking this same energy and spreading that to more and more people. You know what I'm saying? Because ultimately it's not just about barbering. It's just about being good people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of who you are, what you do, or whatever the situation, if you're good people, you're going to get good out of it. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that shouldn't be the goal, but it's the point of the more good you do, the more good goes around the world. You feel me? It affects yep. everyone around you.
Definitely.
So that's all it comes down to, bro. If you do good business, mm-hmm. people respect that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You follow through on your word, people appreciate that. Because there's too many people out here who don't know how to follow through. Like, they'll tell you they're going to do something and they don't.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy makes a date with you and then asks you if you're still going to do it later. Nah, but there's a lot of people who don't. You know what I'm saying? So even when you just do something as simple as that, people recognize that and they're like, that's just one more reason why they can trust you. You know what I mean?